An Arctic cold front is crossing the region this afternoon, ushering in an even colder air mass for tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Along with that front, we've had a scattering of snow showers and squalls across the region through the day. At this time, some of those heavier squalls of snow are coming into our area. And with these squalls, the conditions deteriorate very quickly. It can go from dry to near whiteout conditions in a very short amount of time. And these squalls do have the potential to put down a very slippery, quick accumulation of snow that will result in some slippery travel conditions on area roadways. The front will push off to the east during the early evening hours, so the snow squalls will exit, though some snow showers will continue, especially in the northern mountains this evening. And there's also a band of lake effect snow that is developing off of Lake Ontario, and that will impact portions of the Tug Hill Plateau through tomorrow morning, where a lake effect snow advisory is in effect. And from time to time, some of those snow showers will break away from that band of snow and come down portions of the Mohawk Valley, the Schoharie Valley, into the Catskills, and maybe even reaching the Capital Region during tonight. Otherwise, the big focus will be on the cold, as air temperatures drop into the single digits above and below zero tonight, but with a gusty northwesterly wind, wind chill values will be well below zero. In fact, in our higher elevations, there is a wind chill advisory in effect for wind chills that will be between about 15 below zero and 25 below zero late tonight and first thing tomorrow. During tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the west, and that will at least cut the wind off a little bit. But the cold will really be enforced tomorrow, with highs only in the single digits and teens across the region. The lake effect snow band should become less intense through the day tomorrow as that high pressure builds in overhead. On Saturday, there's the chance for a few snow showers, especially in northern and western areas. It'll be a bit less cold on Saturday. Sunday, another front comes through with some snow showers and squalls, and there's the potential for a winter storm early next week. The computer models are indicating that our southern areas will have the best chance to see some snow, but it's something that we will have to monitor closely over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of mountain snow showers, especially this evening. Breezy and cold, low 8 below 0 to 2 above 0. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 8 to 14. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight with areas of lake effect snow, chance of snow showers elsewhere, breezy, low 8 below 0 to 2 above 0. Tomorrow variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers in lake effect areas, high 8 to 14. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy to mostly clear and breezy tonight, low 5 below 0 to 5 above 0. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 15 to 20. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Variably cloudy with a chance of flurries tonight, breezy, low 5 below 0 to 5 above 0. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high in the lower to mid-teens. Mostly cloudy on Saturday with a chance of snow showers, high in the 20s to around 30, and a chance of snow showers or squalls on Sunday with highs in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.